do things your way. Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and His desires for His children.
A pleasure to be in your space once more. My name is Charmaine, and you are listening to the Way of Life program. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, it says, "For God has not given to us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind." So often we breeze through that passage, but looking at what the Word of God gives and what He has given to us, that soundness of mind, and whenever God speaks, it is really meant to position our minds in that soundness, that place of stability, that place where we are not wavering or we are not tossed by the things that are happening around us. It is so important that whenever the Word of God comes to us or He speaks to us through His Word, whether prophetic, words of wisdom, words of knowledge, etc., or even a written word, that we allow that word to do the work it was sent to do in our minds. If we do not allow it to do the work it was sent to do in our minds, then we will not experience the benefit of those words, because those words were sent to us to prepare us and position us in that place of soundness. Often we remember what God says, and we quote it and speak it even, but in the midst of seeing the various things around us, our language sometimes does not change and suit the word God has given to us. So while we say what He has said, in experiencing what is happening around us, we say, "Well, God said that, you know, but I'm not seeing it as yet. I'm not experiencing it." But God is saying, "Now, as I have spoken, I want your language to change. I want the way that your mind is positioned. I want it to now dethrone everything that you held on to previously in your mind. I want that thing now to be dethroned, and I want it now to be replaced with what I have said, because that is a place of soundness of mind. That is where soundness of mind comes. It comes from my word being allowed to do and take that place in your mind and heart, and not just being stored in our memory, but allowing that word to form a new mentality from which we see, a new mentality from which we act, a mentality from where we think, a new mentality from which we now would move forward into what He said will be." So as an individual or a nation even, whenever He speaks to us, we must now see the Word of God as being sent to do a work on our mind. "Lord, you said you didn't give me a spirit of fear, but you have given me one of power, love, and a sound mind. I want now that soundness of mind to take place." How does it take place? By me now believing what you said, holding on to what you said, and allowing what was previously there, what I previously held in my mind, to be dethroned and now be replaced by what you said. And as this takes place, our language changes. Because we no longer look at what we see externally, but we see as what God said as reality. It is really important for us that as we move forward and continue to hear God's word to us continually, that we continue to hear all the things that He says to us as a nation and as individuals, that we allow God's word to position us in that place of soundness of mind. It would be no good for us to just have the word or hear the word of God and not allow it to position us in that place of soundness of mind. We will be doing ourselves an injustice, because it will be as though God has given all the tools to position us in the right place, but we are not doing the work or using the tools effectively. The Lord sent His word to be used, and to remove everything that we previously held onto. And God's word now becomes our only point of view, our only vantage point. From that place, we have strength. From that place, we have stability. From that place, we experience what Apostle Paul was talking to Timothy about, that soundness of mind. So God is allowing us to come into that place of soundness of mind. He's showing us clearly how we experience that soundness of mind. I just want to encourage us today to remember what God said and allow the Word of God to do what it was sent to do. That's the end of today's program. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for tuning in to the Way of Life program. Join us next time as we grow in our knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless.